Welcome to the Presentation Podcast, Season 6, Episode 140. Let's start another Design Studio conversation about presentation design and the business of presentation. Here are the show hosts, Troy Collar, Nolan Hames, and Sandra Johnson.
Hi, I'm Troy Collar from TLC Creative Services, Inc., based in Southern California.
Welcome to the Presentation Podcast. I'm Sandy Johnson with Presentation Wiz in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And I'm Nolan Hames from Nolan Hames Creative in Montclair, New Jersey.
Okay, today, we are saying goodbye to 2021. Each of us has. And here's what we've done. This is going to be a surprise for everybody listening, including us. We have each compiled our own top 10 lists for 2021. So, you know, we each have our own list, and we're going to reveal them here. So what made the list? Was it PowerPoint features, a client, a specific project, an add-in, a trip? Maybe it was something got published or a presentation that we worked on. We don't know what each other's list is, so I have some guesses what Sandy and Nolan may have on their list, but I'm very excited to do it.
Now, are we counting down or are we just sort of...
Logistics. Let's go through. Well, this is the intro. Hold on. We got to finish the intro. Ooh. Then we'll do logistics.
Sorry. All right. So anyways, I'm getting in the middle. All right.
We're glad to have you with us on your podcast list, and we're excited to hear what the others have on their top 10 list. Hey, send it in to us. We do check all email that's received. So let's get into those top 10 lists. Okay, folks, we're going to turn it over to Nolan to give us the rules of the road of how we're going to do this. Nolan, how are we going to do this?
I don't know. I think we're going to do it. We're going to do three at a time. All right, so we're gonna do we'll do a round robin. Each of us will do three, and mine aren't necessarily in order. It's not necessarily like a countdown.
Mine either. I think I couldn't figure out.
We're gonna all reveal our number one at the end, which is kind of. Yeah. Okay. I do have that as my top. I do have that as my top. Like if I were doing them in 10, 9, 8, my number one is my number one. So I did save one for that little round.
Okay, that's good. But yeah, so we have, other than our favorite child, we don't have favorite children for the other nine, I guess. Okay. So we're gonna do three at a time going around. And who, Troy, why don't you start?
I was going to say ladies first. Sandy, can you kick it off for us?
Oh, I'm fine. But this is going to be really, really hard because I've got two number ones. So I don't know what I'm going to do there.
Well, start off with those higher level.
Starting with my three.
Okay.
My first round of three is I was rewarded my Microsoft MVP status again, as were both of you in 2021.
Very excited about this, obviously. Yes.
Every year. And of course, we work for it, and we need to acknowledge the work we've done for Microsoft to get re-rewarded. So it's not necessarily a given every year.
We work for it. We don't get paid for it. Right?
We don't get paid for it. It's 100%
recognition is worth a huge reward.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it really, really is. It means something.
Anyways, okay. Okay, so movie. Wait, hold on. Recap those for me.
No. Saw
that was only number one. We're stuck on number one of them.
Yeah, we're going to be here for a while. Okay.
No. I was able to get a few vacations in 2021. This is on a personal level. We got to Hawaii,
nice,
and New York, and
nice,
Door County, Wisconsin, which is a little hideaway thing that not a lot of people know about. It's the what do you call it? Cape Cod of the Midwest.
I know and about then, it. I never heard it referred to that way.
Been there, but I definitely was not referred to that way when I was a young child.
Oh,
but it
really?
Was nice. Yeah, it's like, hey, we're going to the shore.
Oh, the shore. Fancy.
That's all I remember it as.
Well, Cape Cod. Oh. Okay. Let's see. What's another one? Okay, this is really exciting. The launch of Echo and Julie's new book. You know, building PowerPoints.
That's a good one.
Templates version 2, and of course the associated party. And thanks to Cliff, I've been drinking French martinis ever since. Oh my gosh, he provided the best recipe for all the guests. And
sure, French martini should be your number one for the year.
Okay. Might after this these last 2 weeks, it might be right up there.
Nice,
Troy, you take over.
Oh, this is great. Okay, so I'm already feeling guilty because I didn't put a couple of those in my list, and now I'm thinking they probably should have, but I'm sticking
with
my list.
Me too, Troy. That's good that we have different. So,
in the same footsteps, though, I put international business travel is back because, you know, we were doing a little bit of travel, but, you know, international did multiple international flights. And among those, I put the top one as the working in Edinburgh, Scotland, as my number one trip of last year, which was actually hard because I had some, you know, Mexico City was fantastic. Barcelona was always fun to be in. So, but yeah, international business travel is one of my top tens. Very excited about it because after 2020 going nowhere, basically, it's great to not only do travel, but international again. And I think everybody needs international travel because I think that's the way the world can come together by seeing other cultures. I also put BrightSlide just in general is a highlight. Now, it's not new, but it's a top 10 because it continues to add features. And I'll say usable real world features. I mean, it is just amazing what Jamie and the team there continuously is putting out. So it's a highlight of my year is that so we're onboarding a new designer and it's like the number one thing is like, well, how do you do that? I'm like, well, you know, and she's heard multiple times. Well, we go over to this add-in right here. It's on every computer. Okay.
And Troy,
yes.
I just have to comment on that. One of my clients requires me to communicate on their computer.
Oh, I difficult.
Yes. Very difficult. The requirement for me to accept them as a client was BrightSlide.
Oh my goodness, you're amazing. That's a big
I said I cannot work without it. Absolutely.
I think we heard from somebody who accepted a new job, a new staff job, and one of the requirements they had was that they could install BrightSlide and some other
because items. The IT had locked them out of everything. Yes. Yeah. I've heard
but they basically said, look, if you want me to be productive, you know, you gotta let me have the tools.
Okay, in my first round, I'm going to wrap it up with MVP status continues because I think it is just one of the highlight of a career is to be awarded and recognized by Microsoft and the ability just to work direct with them. So I'm going with those as my first round of three. Nolan, what do you got?
All right. Well, I'll rejigger mine a little bit, but my first one is BrightSlide, but BrightSlide for Mac. Because BrightSlide appeared on the Mac January 6th of this year. So that was really the first present of the year. I had been using it, obviously, on the PC, but my main computer is a Mac. And once it came over, it just made everything so, so much better. So thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Bright Carbon, for finally getting it on the Mac. Not finally. I mean, they knew they were going there. And so I'm glad it's there. So that's my first one, obviously a very needed tool. My second one, a personal one, but the girls, my 4-year-olds, finally went to preschool this year, full time after we pulled them out last year. They were supposed to go last year and didn't. So it was another year of them, you know, at home all day long. And this year they went to preschool and it's just been fantastic.
And to confirm, this
how are
is
they
like-
taking it?
This is go to a physical preschool, not preschool on Zoom.
No,
which I don't know how that works.
Get out of the house and don't see you for a few hours. So that's very nice for both my wife and I. So that was my second one. And my third one in this little section is I finally moved up. Well, I started off with the smaller version and then I moved up to the Stream Deck XL, which is just like BrightSlide. I can't live without this thing. It is... I feel like a you know mission control or whatever. I've got my little buttons there. It's indispensable when I do training on so many levels. And I'm always playing with it and changing things around, and it's just unbelievable. So, I went up to the XL and it has made my life better.
That is awesome. That's a
as we'll talk about, I now have the small one. I take that with me in person. And attach that to my other computer, and which also helps as well. So
hold on. You're ready for this call out. Charles Cranford, if you're listening, This was unscripted. Nolan said, Charles asked me my opinion. I said, we have a number of the Stream Deck standards, the 15 buttons, but I'm like, if you really want to get into it, you're going to love the XL. The difference is the XL has this huge base. It's amazing, but it's not the one you want to travel with because it's big. It's solid where the smaller one can fold up. And that's like literally what I put in in an email reply about them. Okay. Those are awesome ones. And I wish I should have probably thought about that for mom.
All right, back to Sandy, right?
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, I will continue with the theme of Bright Slide. As I mentioned earlier, the person we heard about that you mentioned, Nolan, was me. And what happened was I made it a requirement to accept the work with them to have Bright Slide. Got on board, could not download the thing. Good thing is I had connections with Jamie and I was able to connect them with their IT department and change some business rules behind the scenes that he had never encountered before. So that was awesome. Let's see here. Oh, I have to mention this. I think we continue to be the number one presentation podcast. According to FeedSpot, the number one presentation podcast you must download in 2021. So nice. Congratulations, Nolan.
20th year, right?
And Troy. Yeah, exactly.
No, but we're moving up. Hey, you know what? This is the last episode of season 6, guys. 6 full years. Anyways. Okay. Wait. Was that 3? Hold on. I lost count.
Yeah. Well, I have one more.
Okay.
Nolan's Better Deck Deck. It is so inspiring. And seriously, when I see people talking about it online, in social media, it's like, yes, there you go. You need to show this video.
Pulled mine off Nolan, the desk that's right I know next to me. That's awesome.
Nice. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Troy. That's really
absolutely
nice.
One of my favorite things from one of my favorite people.
Oh, thank you.
I feel really bad. I don't have that on my list. I feel really, really bad,
Nolan.
That's
all right.
It's an amazing thing.
No, we have to have a variety.
Okay. So going, let's see here. My next grouping of 3. No groans from the audience or my co-hosts here, because this is a big one. This is literally a top 10 for me. And that is that Microsoft Teams and file collaboration is what we did as a transition in 2021. I mean, this is version control of files is becoming a thing of the past for us with our internal team and with clients that we work with in Teams when we're collaborating. You know, we're basically putting the file into Teams, OneDrive or SharePoint for those that are on the back end techie side. But you know, we're using it and it's been an amazing transition. I mean, absolutely game changer.
Even with templates, Troy? Even with templates?
No, we don't reveal. Okay. That's a good point. Only in content slides. How's that?
Got it.
And it's just game changer not to have to go back and forth. We could talk more in depth about that. But that's a big one for us as we look back, I look back on the workflow and a team of 11 designers. It's now a mainstay, and we almost kind of groan when we have to pass a file off with a underscore version 1, knowing it's going to get conflicted at some point because the client's going to overwrite. Okay. So I did another one for the business side, and that's our VXP meeting platform. So that's the virtual meetings that we put on. So this is not Zoom. This is not, we orchestrate the attendee experience. We orchestrate basically the website you go to. It's an app. And we hit in 2021, we surpassed the 100 plus events mark, which I thought was a big landmark for us, considering we just ramped them all up in 2019 we had started, but 2020 in earnest, and then clients started coming on. So I thought that was a huge one. We did over 100 professional corporate virtual events on our platform. I should also say those were all paid, like people paid us to put together that event. So we're not putting on the conference or anything else. We're just the interface for everybody. And then let's see here. I got one more, right? Yeah, 1, 2. Okay. My third one in this grouping is, this is a really recent one. And this is a big deal for me. In November, so just a month ago, was my first ultra wide presentation design project. So I got to design a presentation that wasn't 16 by 9 because I was going to an event. They had two awesome screens and we got to put together all the content and a couple of the speakers used the full content sides. Other ones were 16 by 9 pips and we got to design the back plates. But it was like, hey, we're getting into back to cool, fun design because I love using PowerPoint as the canvas for these multi-screen, very, single, huge, ultra wide screens or big wraparound environments. And hey, it just happened in November, very tail end of the year. It made it in there. So there's my third one for this round.
All right. My next three, I'm going to start off with, I think I finally found my groove with remote training this year. You know, I was sort of, baby steps getting into it last year, certainly, by necessity, but it was always the kind of thing that I never wanted to do. And whenever clients would say, well, we could bring you in, but do you do remote? And I always push them towards in-person. And look, in-person is still great. Still want to do it, but I've really found that groove this year. And I think I do it pretty well. So we've really got that humming along and just been doing, online trainings left and right.
I think you do it very well, Nolan. Oh,
thank you.
Now, question for you. I got to clarify because I don't know the answer to this. Obviously, you do them for a live group. Do you also do them as pre-recorded or do you do it for one group and then you allow others to watch it later? I'm just curious if you're always live or you let the recordings be utilized as part of a training package.
We do. We always make recordings available for 30 days after a session for the attendees. And if they want additional people like in other time zones who don't attend, but we're going to add them to, the viewership, then we charge more for that because we sort of try to do it in bunches of seats. So sometimes, 50 people will attend live and then another 100 people will, just watch it later. But yeah, we always make them available.
Nice.
All right. So that's my online training. Next one, the Present to Succeed conference in April, put on by Boris. It was a brand new presentation conference, and it was all online, and they really just exploded out of the gate. I presented a four-hour session and then also another sort of 45-minute session, but I just really love that they're on the scene now, and it was a very international, it's a very international conference and very, more Europe-centric probably, but I'm really glad they're here. And I think they did it remarkably well for a first time conference. And
I agree. Again.
And by the way, all the, they just released all, or I don't know if just released, but they're all the last year's sessions, all 11 hours are available mm-hmm. for download, even if you didn't attend. So you can go to their website and download those and purchase those. And then the next one is coming up as well, I believe in April again. And then my next one is every summer for the last few years, I get to work with one of my favorite designers who is a graphic design professor at a very large university. And so she can't work during the years, but every summer I get her. And this summer we worked on a number of templates together and she's just my favorite person to work with, just my absolute favorite designer. And we work so well together. And we did a couple of really, really awesome templates. You can see at least one of them on my site that I was just really proud of. And I love working with good people. So that was a highlight for me.
Excellent.
So that's my next three. It's back to Sandy.
Okay, well, let's see. Well, I can't overlook my new office equipment, my Samsung Odyssey monitor.
Was that a pun?
Just
overlook.
Love it.
You literally can't overlook. You can't see above. You can't see.
You can see it from there.
Could you get Jeff to go take a photo from like the doorway to your office? Because I'm pretty sure you're hidden behind this huge technology shroud at this point.
Yeah, I am. It's awesome. And I'm actually kind of surprised, when we started the recording today, you two mentioned that my sound was different. And I would think it would be better because I have this, like I'm in a studio. It's almost, because it's curved, it's kind of surrounding me. Hmm. But maybe there's more bounce back than normal.
Oh, that
could. But that, anyway. And of course, in the Surface 4 laptop.
Nice.
Which is nice and powerful, completely replaced my larger Surface Studio. So that's one. Let's see here. Slidewise saved my my butt when it comes to fonts. And it's not that we can't take care of it ourselves. It just, all of a sudden, it's become part of the checklist when you're finalizing a template or a presentation, or even along the way to check what fonts are in there. And inevitably, I don't know why, but inevitably you'll end up with a ton of extra fonts in there. So I just love it for that. There are other reasons to use Slidewise, but from a font standpoint, that's the best. And let's see. Oh gosh, I feel warm and fuzzy. The presentation summit went live this year again after a hiatus last year, a virtual last year, and I got to see my co-hosts in person. It was awesome, but because we were following COVID rules, we never got a picture of the three of us together.
I was looking for one just recently.
Yes.
And I realized
that
I was looking for one for this episode. I was like, we should have a picture of the three of us together, and I just realized I couldn't find one.
We have a great one from a couple years ago that
recycling. I love it.
We'll Photoshop the background.
So is that all three? Did I get all three covered there? My office equipment. Slidewise and YouTube. Yes. Okay. So Troy.
So I am not following YouTube, but this is going to sound like I am. So okay, so you know, we're presentation designers. We always have to kind of like, you know, we're using PowerPoint to accomplish what everybody thinks is not possible. So we're always having to bend the rules. So I'm kind of figured out how to bend the rules here. So my first one in this grouping is speaking. I got to speak at, and I'm very excited that last year worked out so well. I got to speak at, I think I have these in order: Present to Succeed. Then we had Creative Pro Week, and then also the Presentation Summit. So see, I'm putting those three as one topic. But I was very excited. Three of the main presentation conferences last year, they were all fun and amazing to not only just absorb the information from everybody else, and they all have different tracks of audiences. And I mean, there's a huge overlap, obviously. But so speaking was a big highlight. And then within that group, I'm also going to say, it was the Presentation Summit was the only one that was physical in person, and we were together, got to hang out with people again. Although I was a bit more overwhelmed with, because we were running the virtual side of it, there was a little more activity there than we had anticipated. I didn't get as much free time as I wanted, but it was a great, great week of the whole year.
Absolutely.
Total highlight. And then ironically, I wanted to start off with BrightSlide at the top, and I ended with Slidewise down here as the third one, because it was released this year and it is another game changer for presentation designers. Just used it yesterday. As a matter of fact, because we're working with, we've got it's actually a 2022 contract. We're supporting almost all of their virtual events where we're the backend AV, you know, we're getting the presentations, we're making sure everything's good and we're running them. And we run font checker from Slidewise every single meeting. Just because we don't want to be caught unaware, because we don't know what they designed, and we can, you know, quickly call it out to the presenters. Hey, I see this font. Does it matter to you? So yeah, that's a huge one for me. Slidewise, another game changer for the presentation world. Okay. There's my three and then we got one round left, Nolan. Is that where we're at?
And just piggybacking on you, my next one is Slidewise as well. Released in May of this year, and it's quickly become a must have. But also, just like BrightSlide, they keep updating things. So every month or so, I mean, or even more than that, I seem to get emails from Mike at New Power. And that's another reason I love it, is because we have a pretty good relationship with the creators of it. And we've all contributed. They send us the betas and we take a look at it. I was just emailing with Mike yesterday about some potential new features for it. So it's just really nice to sort of have a voice, have a little say, give a little feedback on some of these tools. And the same with BrightSlide. We've all known Jamie, and he's a good friend, and a lot of things that we identify as needs, you know, end up in these add-ins, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's partly selfish, of course, but it's also, you know, for everyone else, you know, we
recommend it. I mean, we wouldn't talk about it if we didn't recommend it.
Absolutely. We want the experience to be as good for everyone else as it is for us. All right. So that's my first one in this little section. My next is I did my first in-person training again after a couple of years. So as good as we've gotten remotely, I was out in Northern California in November for a full 2-day training. It was not an easy re-entry. It was two full days, which is challenging and is tough. But it was a fantastic client that I've worked with before, and everyone was just it was a nervous experience, but it ended up being a really good experience. So it was nice to get out of the house again. My next one is the presentation summit, which was my first return, even before the training, my first return to any sort of business or any in-person event. And it was just so unbelievable and amazing to see just friends again, just to be in the same room and to travel and to just, you know, do what we love, to speak. I had a heavy rotation this year. I had a lot of sessions. But it was great to see both of you and so many other people. And I'm glad we were able to all make it happen. Because if there were times we didn't know it was going to happen, if we were personally going to go or not, it was, you know, some difficult decisions. But everything worked out. So we'll give a shout out to Rick Altman for doing it, and Troy for making it happen, you know, hybrid. Everyone really pitched in so much this year.
Yay, Rick.
Yep. Yes. Big kudos. Okay. And now we get to start our fun round, right?
Yeah. No, we got
we have
one more.
We've got to make it number 2.
Yeah. Everybody gets to reveal their number one in their top 10 list. Okay. What is their number one? So I'm go for it, Sandy. What do you got? I'm excited.
Oh gosh. My number one is that my business did not take a hit during COVID. Nice. As a matter of fact, you know, when we first started, remember, there's so much uncertainty. I know a couple months, maybe it was quiet. And then for 2020, I'm going back a little further, but 2020 was pretty much level with previous years. This year just went crazy. It just went crazy. And I just feel so grateful for having a successful presentation business, regardless of the pandemic situation.
That is nice. An awesome thought process too, because I'm feeling guilty. I didn't think of thinking about that.
Oh gosh.
I thought maybe a little more shallow, because my number one is, and maybe because it's top of mind right now.
I'm shallow.
No, yours is like deep and insightful and thinking. Because wait till you hear this. I literally have my number one here. And if you haven't received it yet, it's on the way. I put our TLC Christmas card. I am so excited about our Christmas card this year.
Can't wait.
We did a lot of thought process and a lot of collaboration, and we had to deal with the printers on some stuff. So they're all the Christmas cards are out there. And I believe on January 1st, the blog, we reveal it there. So anybody that didn't receive one, I apologize. We sent out as many as we had printed, which was several hundred. But I'm very excited about it. It was fun. It is really, have you guys gotten yours yet?
I have not arrived yet.
I haven't checked my mail.
Okay. It's really, really, I think we had fun with it, and there's nothing like, there's no gifts or anything in there. We just had fun with it, which is, you know, what we do. And we turned it over to a lot of our design. Well, actually I didn't do anything on it. To be honest, I played art director. I did not do any of the design work on it, but the concept was mine, and then we worked from there. So there's my number one, not quite at the business level of Sandy's thought, but mine's at the fun level of a business, and I'm very excited about it. And now
How is that shallow? You're
not shallow. Shallow is the wrong word. Maybe mine was a little more, hey, what's more immediate? And it's also the most recent thing, so maybe that's why it made my top 10.
There you go.
Number one item there. Nolan, what are you going to list? All right,
my number one is the Better Deck. So it was many years in the making, and finally it took a pandemic for me to sit down and maybe have the time to finish it. But it came out really, we walked on it. It didn't really move fast on it. So it was very deliberate, and I was really happy with the printing, how it came out. You know, having it printed in China was, you know, a big leap of faith. And
the packaging
is extraordinary.
The better packaging for it from her marketing experience. And it's been selling really well. So, you know, we're just getting orders for both the digital and the physical one, but we still have plenty left. And for podcast listeners, there will always be a discount podcast20 is the code for 20% off either the physical or the PDF. So you can always get a copy at thebetterdeckdeck.com. And January 1st or thereabouts in the new year, I'm going to release a companion piece to it.
That was my question. Okay. Yeah. Wonderful.
So we're not doing another deck, but I'll tell you what's coming. All the source files, we'll be releasing as a download.
Really?
Purchase. So every single slide, you can download them. Now it required a lot of work because I had to swap out all the imagery or most of the imagery for Unsplash and Creative Commons and things like that. And
oh, sure.
The fonts we mm-hmm. had to deal with and all sorts of stuff. But yeah, so we're gonna release all the many, it's like gonna be a large PowerPoint file, but you can download it, copy everything out, you know, put in your own information, use the imagery or swap in new imagery.
You rock.
Yeah, so that's coming in the new year.
So Nolan, I know we're just wrapping this up, but I have to piggyback onto how valuable the Better Deck Deck is. We have a new designer. And again, we hire, again, it's another designer, design degree, knows very little about presentation design, knows even less about using PowerPoint as a design tool or how it can be a canvas is how we always phrase it. One of the things we've done is we've pulled the Better Deck Deck and we said, here is this card. I want you to build a slide like this, just a representational slide. You know, you have all of our assets and this and that. So we're actually using it as a roadmap for here is your end product. Create something so we can see, you know, kind of help the designer put that process into and understand visual presentation slide design, if that makes sense.
Wait, is this part of your test?
No. This is part of an onboarding now. Our newest designer, we literally pulled out a few cards. You know, we're like, hey, we know you don't have a full day's worth of work. So here, boom, design these three types of slides. And they can go with any template, anything they want for the backgrounds. And it's just a great roadmap. And it kind of, again, is really reinforcing that this is what good visual design is for a presenter. Here's good speaker support type of content as well. So it's, we've actually turned it into I didn't even think about this till right now. This has become one of our onboarding tools to teach presentation design. So thank you.
And I'm glad to hear it's being used in different ways. I've had some people order bulk, you know, orders of them to give them out as holiday gifts. I've had some other people hand them out to all their designers and their firm. So I'm glad it's getting traction.
So folks, when Nolan comes out with his next product, here's the deal, Nolan. I actually have a Christmas gift for you. I haven't sent it yet. I found, just randomly while searching for gifts, I found another card play game.
Okay.
I'm not going to even explain it, but you're going to get it. And it's a corporate card play game. And I was like, Nolan should turn this idea into the Better Deck Deck version 2. It is, I'm just going to throw it out there as I got this great idea that I'm basically lifting from another game. So I got it for you as a gift. I literally bought it off shelf like Nolan would love this. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, this is a great, could be a great Better Deck Deck scenario. And then I was like, should I develop this? And then that thought pleaded about it. Saying, no, that's a lot of work. I'm going to let Nolan deal with it. Okay, folks.
Cool.
That was awesome. Top 10. So 30 top 10 items. And I think we had a ton of overlap. I'll have to do a little analysis here, but I bet there was not 30 unique items. There might have been like 18 because I think we overlapped almost 50% on stuff. Fun.
So did either of you run out of space? Is there something that didn't make your list that you would like to mention? Or do you have an outtake? Something that maybe shouldn't be acknowledged? I don't know.
I have a few of those.
Nolan, you start.
All right, here, you want all of them?
Yeah, yeah. What did make your list? Right, why?
First one, this I started a bad list or a bottom 10 list or something. I got into a near screaming match with a client like a month or so ago. We had a training scheduled and it was for, it's very weird. It was just one of the most uncomfortable sort of client interactions I've ever had. They were a new client, a government agency, and we had the training all set and everything, and the time started getting closer, and they still didn't sign the contract. And they said, oh, that's contracting. And I, like, a couple weeks before, I said, hey, I just kind of need the contract signed. I just need your signature. You know, I know we're probably not going to get the deposit at this point, but as long as we have the, you know, the signature. And she lost, like literally that was how the conversation, she lost it on me and just was like, you don't think we're going to pay you. We're the government and this, and we don't do that. And I was like, it was the most uncomfortable conversation I've had in a long time. And yeah. She said, well, we'll work on it. We'll try to get it to you. And then the next day she sent an email saying we're canceling it all. And I was like, just great. Which again, probably just confirmed my suspicion that
yes,
I would have to go through this whole hoops to be a contractor or this or that. And that's the reason we ask for contracts mm-hmm. is because you just never know what somebody's sort of requirements are going to be, and you don't want that to happen after the fact. So anyway, that was one. Another one, this past year has been a slow return to the world of magic for me. I've always, you guys Aww. Know, other people may not know, I used to be a professional magician, and I still have sort of a foot in that world. I still have a lot of friends who are professional magicians, and but I don't really perform anymore. But the last year or so, I've sort of been putting a toe back in. I got convinced to do a trick at the presentation summit. I performed for my girl's birthday party this summer. Did a little revive that act, which was fun. And I even a client. It's always in my bio. And a client for the first time before a training said, "We see in your bio you used to be a magician. Would you do something for us?" And so I did my first Zoom magic trick.
great!
So how hysterical! Nice.
Yeah,
that is good.
So yeah, so I'm you know dipping a toe back in now and then, and
good.
And the last one. So my last one that didn't make it was I just started working. Well, I should start it by saying I live in one of the highest tax counties in the country. Believe it or not.
Oh, jeez.
We just pay the taxes we pay are just insane, property taxes. So I'm beginning to help out a small local group, including one of our local town council members, on increasing the transparency of our local budget. And we're going to do monthly presentations, and I've volunteered my services to visualize the data and to help them with the presentation and put the slides together and everything. Because as you know, finance people are not the best when
yes.
it comes to presenting numbers. So I'm working on that and I'm enjoying it.
Today, town hall slides, tomorrow running for town council.
There you go.
See it coming.
You cannot.
Yes.
Never. I don't understand why people do that, but I'm glad do, and I'm glad to help them out. But
oh my gosh, Sandy, I actually did have a little bad list. I was like, what things would not make it on here? And there may be a repeat here, but the visual refresh is a big deal, but it just doesn't make my list of top 10 things. I could live without it. You know, we had a couple of business things too. I actually made a notation of just the number of, and this is a good bad, just the number of clients that have outstanding account balances with us. On a business side, we're carrying a lot more, mm-hmm. like you owe us payment on those projects, but it's not that we're not getting paid. It's just, we're doing that many projects that things are piling up. But that's a business side. And then I also put a little note, cause this is almost a smiley face every year. I mean, Sandy, I know you just got this amazing set, the new computer, the monitor I'm completely envious of. I've actually had a new computer every year. I upgrade to basically the latest gaming series because I always want the graphics card and a laptop. Mm-hmm. This is the first year we did not invest in new computers for the whole design team or myself, really. So it was kind of like a...
Oh, you choked
I'm not
up there a little bit.
But I'm just... But ironically, I did have to put also right below that, but we had the biggest equipment budget of the year because we started ramping up for us supporting more events and supplying the hybrid equipment. So we had to, you know, buy a fleet of ATEM Mini Pros and we bought some additional Sony, Alpha series cameras. And so actually my budget was not lower. It just didn't go to what
you
normally do.
Yeah.
So I hadn't really thought about it that way, but yeah, so I guess I had a little